everybody. Welcome to another episode of Allegedly with me, Matthew Cole Weiss.
And the more masculine side of things over here, Theo Vaughn. Oh, God. That was not.
Oh, and that's the voice of Anthony.
Ooh,
Anthony, get back in your cage, please.
Someone left me out.
Now, Anthony, how do you feel when a fella hits on you like that?
I wasn't hitting on him.
I'm used to it. Not by Matt, just in general. Gay guys like me. It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing.
I could see that. You look like a little executive.
Something very, like, little twinkish, but yet, you know, very, you know.
See, I got to get laid now, because every time I hear that, I got to just.
But, no, hold on. If you're going to call now, Anthony, for people that don't know what a twink is, it's kind of like a man that looks like a.
No.
Yeah, explain this.
Man that looks like a what?
A man that kind of seemed like a little bit of like a little cheerleader.
No. What is it? It can be that, but it's also like a younger. Definitely younger. It have to be like a certain age. Like
yeah, what age
like
is that?
18 to 23.
Okay.
I'm 24. All
right.
So a snackable age for a...
Snackable. You have to be that. And sometimes twinks are a little more effeminate. I wouldn't say he is.
No, I wouldn't think Anthony
but
is.
But they're just like little, like kind of non-threatening, you know, types of people.
And are they just for sex?
No. You can date a twink. Calvin Klein does it all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, when you say does it all the time, is this Twink Cities just like...
Yeah, you can bang a twink, you can date a twink, you can eat a twink, I don't know.
Can you sink a twink? Is that a game somewhere? Like in one of these countries where a lot of gay men pay a lot of money to sink twinks out there?
What countries are you referring to?
Probably Nairobi. What's some other countries?
Maybe
that's where Anthony's from, actually. He's from Nairobi.
Cambodia?
Allegedly.
Are you from Cambodia?
No. Keep guessing. You're not even near.
Now, if you haven't seen Anthony, he got a little cinnamon tint to him. He's got that...
like a little cream in my coffee. You know?
Yeah, he's got that café de color, as they say down there in Spain.
So, can we not talk about twinks? Can we talk about your hair?
You called him a twink. I just got a haircut, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's looking kind of short, but it's also looking kind of full.
Yeah, I got a hair invasive hair surgery.
Wait. Invasive makes it sound very aggressive.
It's when they take the back of your hair and put it in the front.
And now why did you do this? You don't need that.
But I have beautiful back of the hair.
And you were just tired of people looking, not seeing it because it was in the back?
Well, I wanted some people to see the back of the hair in the front.
Wow. So you did it for other people's benefit.
That's how much I love it. Yeah.
Did you really do this?
Yeah, I got that frullet. You can't even see it.
No, you can't see it, which is good, but it feels like
I got it.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, you know what? It did seem unnecessary. I kind of got into it like this, you know, this doctor was saying, yeah, maybe, and I was like, let's do it. You know, I was already there. I'd already driven across town.
Oh, so it was like you did it the day of.
Yeah, it was like over on La Siena. I'm like, all right, you drove over here. So next thing you know, I got this six-hour procedure, bro. Where they like cut out all these little hairs out of the back of your head, and they plant them. The dude's like a farmer, and I used to work on a farm. And the guy, they cut all these little holes, and then you basically just start sharecropping your own mullet in the front of your head.
Did it hurt?
Oh, it definitely hurt, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty painful for the first maybe 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah, and they take, you know, a certain number of hairs, whatever, they put them in there. Now then, but the hairs are really little, so you can't even, by looking at my hair, you can't even tell.
Yeah.
But the hairs are little, so they'll start to grow in more. I mean, they're little seeds.
Does insurance cover this?
No.
No, this was an out-of-pocket expense.
Is this right. Like a per-hair kind of a deal?
Yeah. Yep. Was it really?
It is like a per-hair kind of a deal, wow. But if I get 5 people to do it in the next year, mine's free. So now I'm in a hair pyramid scheme, dude. And I love pyramid schemes.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So this is full throttle
for me. As long as
you're
on top.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be one that you can get to do it.
Okay.
But
you say that now.
Yeah, exactly.
You say that now.
You have to hear your pitch.
Yep. You have about a year to see how good it looks on me.
And then if I get 5 people, do I get mine free?
Look,
bro. Or is it just you?
Look, bro, you might get like a percentage off.
Oh, okay.
Because the pyramid has to end somewhere.
Fair enough.
Buy one hair, get the second free.
By the way, Jews don't really have a problem with hair. We're
really?
Hairy people.
Yeah, but I don't know if you can get your back moved up to the...
you probably can.
To the scalp.
I think you can.
You want back hair on your head?
A lot of senior citizen Jews could just get their eyebrows moved up into the top. A lot of older male and female Jews have really heavy brows.
Okay. Speaking of hair,
because they're always brow beating other people.
We've got someone with very interesting good hair coming in today.
That's true, actually. We got a guy with some legit follicles who's about to pop down here.
Yeah, Mr. Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore is going to be on. What's up? Are you on a quest for epic gear, housewares, collectibles? Well, Loot Crate has it. It's the best surprise that you know is coming. Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items, doodads, whatnots, coloring books, t-shirts, coffee mugs, curios. You never know what it's going to be, but it's always less than $20 a month, and it's for everyone. You know, you hear about some things, you're like, oh, this is just for like nerdy people or just for people that, you know, like comic books. There's something like that. It's nothing like that. Every month, your Loot Crate has something unique in it. This month, you're going to get unreal items from Marvel, Ghostbusters, Stranger Things, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And you're like, I don't really know if I like some of those things. Here's the thing about Loot Crate. The second you open it, it's like a time capsule into like this silly world of nostalgia. If you're an adult, it makes you feel like a kid again. And if you're a kid, it makes you feel like exactly what you are. And right now, you can use our code. Go to lootcrate.com/allegedly. That's lootcrate.com/allegedly. And use the code Theo for 10% off any new subscription. Lootcrate.com/allegedly. Use code Theo for 10% off any new subscription. I guarantee you're going to love it. I've been getting Loot Crates for 5 months. Not once have been disappointed. I've kept two for myself. I've given three away. Two were for friends of mine's children, and one was directly for a friend of mine. No one ever disappointed. It's that special thing that you want to have around the house so you can always have a gift for somebody new. I just got an email. I got to go. Love you guys. Lootcrate.com/allegedly. Code Theo.
And we are like in his home, so to speak, because he owns, runs this comedy store.
Yeah.
So we are on his turf.
Yeah, we're here in the bottom of the comedy store. And I mean, he basically grew up here.
Yeah. I can't, that's one of our fan questions. I can't imagine what it's like growing up in that environment.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Think about all
the things he's seen.
The men wandering around, yeah. the sex activities on the staircases,
the
and everything.
Bad comics?
Oh
my God, that would be enough to make me want to kill myself.
That might have to be my first question for him. Who's the worst comic he's ever seen?
Sometimes I go to comedy for one night and I'm done.
Yeah.
Can you imagine your whole life?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah, you can. Oh, fair enough.
Little Anthony's here today, the twink, and we got to ask Anthony, how's the home search going? I know you and a local young man were looking for an apartment.
Yeah, you guys, I don't know how you do it. They're showing me like little closets with a nice sink in the back, and then $1,700 later.
It's better than what you live in now, right? Can you explain to us what you live in?
And who are
now?
They? Older gay men?
No, I had to leave that house for many reasons. No. So this is a friend of a friend's parents. We moved out here, ran out of money, got nowhere to go, and they said, you can live here. It's just sort of like a little shack. But it's in Manhattan Beach, so we're surrounded by Lamborghinis and mansions. But this little place doesn't have a ceiling, really. It's like falling out. Just think of like a 50s dorm, like a college dorm in the 1950s.
Wow.
We got a mini fridge and a microwave.
I'm picturing a lot of anti-Semitism.
The 1950s?
A lot of racism. This is what I'm picturing in the 1950s dorms. But go ahead. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I think it was just in the 50s. What was even going on? I mean, it was like people eating milkshakes and what?
Pretty much. Just
high fives.
On roller skates?
Yeah.
Class.
A lot of sweaters.
So do you have your own bedroom?
I have, me and my friend have beds on the opposite corners, just in case anyone ever gets confused on that. And then that's it. We just in the opposite corners and we share a little bathroom. The sink or the shower hits like the top of my head, so I know he has to like hunch. Yeah.
Incredibly tall guy.
Exactly. So, yeah, we're slumming it, man.
Wow. Damn.
It's real hard.
Wow.
And now, what is one of your pet peeves about this fella?
The guy he lives with?
Yeah.
Well, he's not gone a lot. So we're already in this cramped-ass little apartment, and then we're basically sharing this little spot. There's one desk chair.
Wow.
The other one has to sit on their bed when we watch TV or something.
That means you're not gone a lot either, though.
No. Well,
that's the worst,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it's not
This
ideal,
is bringing me back,
man,
to, like, I didn't even have that when I was in college.
This reminds me of being young, like 9 or 10 years old, and my mother was always home. And I'd be like, God, I got to get new roommates.
When you're 9.
I'm like, these bitches are so local here, you know?
Yes.
Hey, are you in need of great talent for your business, but you're short on time?
You don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes. What am I doing?
I don't know. That's how I sound. You don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need the right tools. You need smarter tools.
What if hiring could be easier, more streamlined, and less time-consuming? So even when you're busy, you could still be smart about the way you hire.
Well, now you can. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click, so you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates.
And then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible match.
Yeah, and that's why ZipRecruiter is different. There's other hiring sites, sure, but ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. It's a stalker.
No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day.
Quality candidates, not some schlep who just shows up, you know, oh, I need a place to sleep. It's like, no, this is a place of work.
And it's very easy to, I've used it, and it's very easy to use. It's got a dashboard that lets you manage your hiring process from start to finish all in one place.
It's like Grindr, but for companies. This is a great place to find someone to work for you. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. They just need to
go to ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly.
That's ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly.
One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly.
But we're glad you're at least looking to move a little bit closer, Anthony.
Yeah, if I can. We'll try. We might have to get just a bigger one room again, mm-hmm. and then go from there.
There you go.
Slowly upgrade. In 10 years, we'll have our own room.
Well, now that's what happened to me, Anthony. I'll tell you this. So I got me a little. I had to share a room with this man, Kevin.
I remember Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin was, he didn't do well in the sun. You know, he's real pale alabaster, they call it, I think. Skin color. What color is that?
But okay.
I think they call it that.
All right.
Cream. Eggshell. and he couldn't do well in the sun, so he couldn't be by the window. So I had to be by the hot window. So I had a bed. It wasn't even a bed, really. It was just like a couple of stacks of books and clothes and stuff.
I love how you have your eyes closed, like you're remembering a memory from, like, you were in, like, Africa or something.
I am.
Okay.
And
this is like a Holocaust memory.
And I had – this is not a Holocaust, man. This is over on Montana Avenue.
Well.
And this is – yeah, we used to share a room, and they had – this other lady had a room in the building, in the apartment, and she had a dog that would come in there at night and would always go sleep by Kevin, and I would get jealous.
Before we end this, I got to ask Anthony, like, how do you have a girl over?
Oh, no, we don't.
Or a guy.
We don't. When either of us have come to that point on, you know, some awesome LA girls, we're usually just like, we got to go to your place, or mm-hmm. you want to go to the beach? You're not. My place is under renovation for the next whenever.
That's hysterical. So.
Yeah, my place is under renovation. Even I can't go there.
That's the move. Yeah, it's like, no, you don't want to go in there. You
yeah.
can't.
And I used to make love in my car when I was, because after that, Kevin came in with a little bit of money, so he got a bedroom, and he let me sleep under his bed for $150.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Under his bed? What are you talking about?
Under his bed. You know how some beds have an under part?
No, a bunk bed?
No, just like a bed that's high up off the ground.
So you just
sleep under there, up under that cusp, you know?
Wow.
$150.
$150 is too much. Why would you sleep under someone's bed?
Too much, dude. You got so much shelter. That's the time when I was still fresh out here. I was nervous about earthquakes and stuff, and I thought.
Oh, yeah, because that bed's not going to collapse on you when there's an earthquake.
It was a sturdy, sturdy bed.
Oh, and I
was
thinking of it. Think of it as a bunk bed, but he's the floor.
God.
Yeah.
It's just, wow.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, man, and I spent some time under there, and I remember I had a whooping cough one year. And
are we back in the 50s?
No, the whooping cough flared up about 20 years ago and about 10 years ago, and this was 10 years ago, and that's when I had it. And it would get and I had it. Sometimes he would have ladies over, and I'd have to bite onto a T-shirt or something all night, so I didn't wake up the ladies.
Wait, you had ladies? Like, he had ladies?
He had ladies up above.
Stop it.
And did they know you were under the bed?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
This is
I'm the silent killer, dog. I'm emphysema, baby. I'm the silent killer.
Wow.
Got those springs jumping.
Like, many of these women didn't leave the apartment either.
They're like, dang, Kevin, you snore loud.
Jeez, can we get Paula in here, please? So like, I don't have to hear about your mass murdering.
They're like, Kevin, you snore loud and read at the same time. That's pretty remarkable. But yeah, and then I lived in a crawl space for a while over there off of Barrington.
Not a literal crawl space.
Yeah, it was like a little, they had these double doors kind of under the stairs, and they had this.
Like Harry Potter?
Kind of. It was like 3 feet by 3 feet, and it was exactly 6 feet deep, and some of the plumbing pipe, like a plumbing pipe came down and ran under in there a little bit. Yeah. And dude, I had a sleeping bag in the air. I'll bring a picture in. I had a sleeping bag, and I put it in there, and that was my space, man.
Didn't you sleep in a McDonald's once?
Yeah, I stayed in McDonald's in the ball pit for 3 nights with my first roommate, Paul Corso.
I don't feel nearly as bad as my situation. No, I never slept under a bed.
Ball pit's disgusting, dude. Here's what's in them that you don't think about. A lot of hair.
I think about that.
Okay. A lot of dirt.
Definitely on my mind.
Other stuff.
Number one on my mind.
Paperclips was in this one, I remember.
Oh, no, that's a new one.
It was kind of neat, actually. I remember being shocked at the number of paperclips, and they're like, what the fuck, dude? Like, is this like...
Well, paperclips, they got to go somewhere.
Like somebody from Staples came over here on their lunch break, you know?
Hating the balls.
And, yeah, and then I remember we slept in a park over there one night off of Lincoln and 7th.
Wow.
Yeah. We put in some work, dude. And then we finally got this apartment. And it was, we had this beautiful little, maybe Vietnamese or Korean girl, right? And she made rice like 24/7, dude. I think she was selling rice online or something. And this one they just had online. And she was just making rice all day. And she was the littlest girl. I'm like, there's no way she's eating all this fucking rice, dude. And then we went in a room one time and she had these, I guess they're like ferrets or whatever, or marmots. And she was feet. They were fucking eating rice all the time, dude. And that's why she was cooking it.
Wow. Asian ferrets.
Wait, yeah, maybe.
You didn't know? Like you couldn't smell like Asian ferrets stinking up the room?
I've never even smelled anybody from another country before.
You didn't know what a ferret was.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Ferrets fucking stink.
I thought it was just a little bitty long horse.
I'm sure you did.
You know?
What is this odd creature?
I was like, damn, these weenie dogs are disfigured. That's what I thought. I thought it was some disfigured weenie dogs. Welcome, Pauly Shore.
Hi, Pauly.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We are in your home, basically, right?
I guess. It's my mom's home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though she's not here, it's her home.
But you're here. Did you grow up? We are in the Comedy Store. In the Eastwood Comedy Store. You pretty much grew up.
Nope. At the Laugh Factory.
At the Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
Did you?
At the Laugh Factory, and then I came here.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. You'll see how naive I am.
Did you have...
Yeah, am I supposed to put up a card? Shut the fuck up. They gave me these cards. What's it called? Allergy? What does that say?
Allegedly.
Oh, allegedly. If you have fucking allergies or some shit, right?
Are you using your card already?
Yeah, that's Jeez. Quick.
Did right. you
that
have...
That was the quickest card release in the history of...
Did you have...
Dude, I just want to know where Michael Alfano is.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Did you have any of your first sexual experiences in this club?
Dude, we could be here for hours. I mean, seriously. Mm. Well, she bought it in 1972. It's 2017. So how many years is that?
Enough to have some.
It's been,
it's
you
like
know.
45 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been, you know. I mean, I've been here since I've been 3 or 4 years old. So, yep.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a pretty great place.
I was wondering, so you've obviously grown up around comedy and you've seen probably every comic.
Mm.
And I was saying to Theo that when I go to a comedy night and if it's a bad comic, like whatever, like I it's just
Are
awful.
You a comic yourself?
No.
What are you?
I'm a writer.
Gay man.
Are you a writer?
Yeah.
How long you guys been doing the podcast for? I know you've been doing it for a long
2 time. 2 years.
So you're with him all the time?
Yeah.
These things are fucking hard.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, dude. Like, to do them all the time. Like, I'll do a podcast for, like, maybe, like, 3, 4, 5 months, and I, like, bail.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck this. I mean, it's so hard. You got to call these guys. What's your name?
Anthony.
Andy?
Anthony.
Yeah.
He's got to fucking come here. Yeah. It's like, dude, what? Everyone's got to show up. You got to get, it's like a lot of work.
Yeah.
How many times a week do you do it?
Once. Comes out every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. We've
it's fucking difficult.
2 years of that. I can't believe it.
Even Bobby Lee's got one.
Yeah.
Bobby Lee's got one, and I'm like, dude, how are you doing? He's his girlfriend makes them. You know what I mean? Because he doesn't want to do it. It's too much work.
Well, that was a good idea, getting his girlfriend hooked on it, because then she's taking a lot of the, she's doing a lot of the producing.
Yeah, but he still has to show up.
That's true. I mean, but it's Bobby in his apartment.
Lee. Yeah, but he still has to, like, walk in that room.
That's true. And for Bobby Lee, that's hard.
That's a lot of work.
It's hard to get that little scallop up off the floor.
Did you grow up, obviously, around some great comics, but also probably, you've heard a lot of bad comedy, probably, over the years.
Yeah, who was the worst?
The worst comic? I wouldn't remember if they're bad.
Really? Come on. But who was the one guy that was bad and they're gone now? And but who was?
I don't want to talk shit. I'm not that. That's not my style.
Right.
You know.
I guess
never
I wasn't thinking about
style.
It like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to hurt their feelings. Like, oh, blah 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 was terrible. It's right. Like, I don't want to say that.
Who was?
You know.
Who did terrible on purpose and did it well? Was there anybody that did that?
Terrible on purpose.
Like Andy Kaufman's style.
Well, I don't know. I mean. Don Barris does that, you know, where he kind of like, you know, with the ding-dongers and stuff, you know, he's like purposely being silly, so I don't know.
I like going back to his question, too. Do you know this place inside out? Like, have you been to every, and maybe had sexual experiences or not, but do you know it like the back of your hand?
Yeah, I've been here for a while, yep.
Do you, was there another like Andy Kaufman that didn't really catch the same acclaim as him? Was there other guys who kind of did some?
Well, the guy, there's a couple guys, like the guy named Stephen Pearl, mm-hmm. who was fucking like hilarious. He was the one that Robin Williams kind of like, I don't want to say took a lot of his shtick from. You know, Steve Kravitz was really funny back in the day.
Yeah, I worked with Steve.
Yeah, back in the day. And then who else? I don't know. I'd have to see, like, I'd have to get the Comedy Store yearbook. You know, there's like a yearbook, like, and then I'd be like, oh, this guy, that guy, you know, Dave Tyree. Really funny. But you have to understand something. Like, even Argus, like, you know, there's a lot of guys from that era. I mean, you have to understand, like, how much drugs are here. You know what I mean? It was, like, a very normal thing, you know, in the 70s and 80s and, like, to do a lot of drugs and go on stage. It was kind of like how it was. So that's why a lot of these people never made it or never... You know what I mean? Surpassed. A lot of them are dead. Like, there's a guy named Danny Stone that used to do the best Rodney Dangerfield ever. The best. And he used to date my mom for a while. He's dead. There's a guy named Mark Goldstein who was best friends with Danny. He's dead. So,
and drugs,
you know,
mostly drugs?
You know, what happened is you do a lot of drugs when you're younger, and then it affects you when you get older.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people get really sick when they're like 50s or 60s.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, the fact that Argus is still walking the earth, whatever coke drug addict that you think Argus is, add that times like 10.
Wow.
Way bad.
He's talking about Argus Hamilton, who opens up the show every night.
Yeah. But he's great now. I mean, I'm so happy for him, and he's so funny. And he'll be the one to admit, you know, he was an alcoholic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think he's sober for 17 years.
No.
Or it was just out, flat out?
Pretty much, yeah.
And did it ever get in trouble? Like, or was it at a time...
Well, when Sam got a hold of it, and Sam Kennison was doing it, and he was like, you know, Sam was one of those guys that was kind of violent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he was like the beast. That was like his thing.
Yeah.
You know?
He was intense.
Yeah. Like, if he did drugs and you showed up, and Sam would show up with guns. You know, he showed up with guns, and he got banned from the Comedy Store, and my mom had to call the cops on him, and then I was banned from hanging out with Sam, and... And I was, like, pissed because Sam was, like, my mentor, and I used to open for him and go on tour with him. Yeah, Sam was, like, my very close friend, you know.
Huh.
Wow. Sam was the best.
I mean, was he?
Yeah, he was the best. He was the best on so many levels. He was just, he was a giver. It's kind of like Elvis Presley. You know, he had that kind of, like, you know, Christmas. He would just always walk in with presents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He, you know, was... You know, obviously, like, you know, there was, you know, to me, there was no one funnier, you know, when he was on stage, especially at the beginning part when he first coming up, you know, before he, you know, started doing a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
The beginning. He was the man. I mean, he would attract, you know, every kind of cool person in Hollywood here. Hugh Hefner, Sean Penn, Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Wow.
You know, all that cool, like, you know, Charlie Sheen, like that whole... kind of Billy Idol was here all the time. You know, it was like a rock and roll kind of vibe. It's so different now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not better or worse. It was just like a different era. I mean, everything now is so PC. I think that's why Donald Trump is so loved and hated at the same time, because he is so against what the world is. I mean, we're a PC place. Blacks, Mexicans, you know, like Muslim, you know, that whole, we're all equal. You know what I mean? And that's the way we are now. You know what I mean? But in Donald Trump's eyes, he's living, you know.
30 years ago.
Yeah, he's living like 30 years ago where it was cool to say some fucked up things, yeah.
I could see him as someone who came here.
I never saw him here, but I always saw him like at the Playboy Mansion, and he used to date Playmates and all that shit, yeah.
Was he good at picking up chicks?
Well, he was a billionaire. Why, if you're a billionaire and he loved pussy, you know, of course.
I think I managed to fuck it up somehow.
Well, yeah, because you like fellas. You prefer men.
Yeah, well, probably. Wow, so you probably have some Donald Trump stories.
Yeah, I got some stories.
Stuff that...
Well, that's part of this thing that I... A lot of my stuff, like, sometimes I'll, like, come up with stuff on stage or, like, my act, and then I'll, like, turn it into something. So one of the bits that I did, it never really became funny, but the concept was always funny, is that, you know, and I say it on stage, is that, you know, like, I... Because Donald Trump, you know, when he became president, he was auditioning all these people. Remember at the White House? Like every day there was another person looking for a job, and I wanted to be his pussy coordinator because back in the day.
That's PC.
Yeah, but back in the day, like I used to get him pussy at spring break back in Hawaiian Tropic days because I used to be on MTV back in Daytona Beach back in the, you know, in the 90s.
Daytona!
And there was like Fabio was there and John Lovitz was there and Vince Neil was there. Benny Hill was there. You know, Kennison was there and Donald Trump was there. Yeah. And we all used to go to this guy Ron Rice's house, you know, who used to own Hawaiian Tropics. He was like the Hugh Hefner of Hawaiian Tropics.
Yeah.
And you'd walk in these Hawaiian Tropic parties and all these girls were like 11s. And Donald Trump was there. And I used to say, hey, Weez, go get me some babes.
Yeah.
And I used to get them babes. So that's this animated thing, this cartoon that I'm doing right now.
Wow.
Theo did a part on it, but that's the concept is Mr. Weasel goes to Washington.
Wow.
And it's basically Pauly Shore saves the world by getting Donald Trump pussy again.
Was there something that you had to do to get the girl to be interested in him, or was it just easy? Like,
it was easy. Yeah.
And what was he? What was like his? Was he not good at meeting them? He was then good at talking to them, or he just liked to have that extra? Did you add an extra element of coolness? What do you think it was like?
I don't know. I mean,
because I'm not good at meeting
him. I was always kind of like one of those people that like what's it called, like Magic Johnson, where you kind of like the assist.
Yeah.
You know, I was always kind of like without, you know, the HIV. And then, it's like the assist. I was always kind of very kind of like, hey, blah blah blah. That's like my thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like bringing people together.
Yeah.
You add that personality.
Yeah. So
when you want to turn it on.
Yeah.
You haven't talked to him since he became president, have you?
No, but I was on email with Kellyanne Conway for a while before he became president.
Why?
Like,
what?
Because I wanted to interview them, interview the kids for my podcast. I had a podcast on Crackle, a video podcast, and I wanted to interview the kids. You know, like Eric and Donald Jr. and stuff like that.
And Lil Baron.
What? No, not that kid.
Oh, come on,
No, he's too young. He's too young.
But he seems cool as hell. Imagine what Barron's life is like. Like, what do you think Barron's...
He's probably playing video games right now.
In the White
House. And he's just like, this is terrible.
Yeah,
he's like, can I go back to New York? He doesn't seem like he's stoked about it, you know?
So here's the question. Did you vote for Trump?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Do you think that after he's not president anymore that everything will just kind of go back to normal to be chill? For him.
Oh, for him? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I think it's Obama's fault, that fact that he became – but that Trump became president. Because what happened was every 8 years, you know, we always elect someone that's totally different than the person before. That's just normal.
Right.
And I think, like – you know, we voted Obama in, and all the white people that are kind of racist in the swamps were like, fuck it. All right, fuck. We'll have a black president. I'll just sit down and shut up. You know what I mean? And then he became president. And then all of a sudden you get this white guy that comes out that's fucking super white. That's like saying mean things. And all of a sudden the swamp people are now going,
those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're saying, yeah, man, this is our guy, man, shit. So all these swamp people come out that never voted before that are voting for Donald Trump, and they don't care anything. They just know that he's racist and they're racist, and they have fun with it. This whole flag thing is racist. That's just my opinion. You know what I mean? because they're protesting Trump. They're not really protesting, right. like, right. Statue of, what is it? The, I don't know, what are they even saying?
Yeah, it's bizarre.
It's kind of lost.
I don't know what anybody's saying. Down. That's the thing. I think there's definitely a concern. Once you protest everything, it loses a lot of its value. And that's what I'm starting to feel like. Last week, I was like, what is this even? It's yeah. about take it. It's about.
Nobody knows anymore.
Right. And that's when it's like, it's not like the boy crying wolf. It's like the wolf crying boy, you know? It's like the wolf just keeps saying.
Oh, I've seen a couple.
Or the weasel crying. Or the weasel crying transgenders. Yeah, yeah. Look at his gay laugh. Oh, I like that.
My cousin got bit by a gay guy off Highland.
Stop it.
That's true.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, bit him right in the back.
I know that's not true.
It is true.
Gay guys aren't on Highland.
Well, there was one lost.
That's why I know it's.
But the whole Puerto Rico thing is terrible, too, because yeah. it's like, I bet Trump didn't even know Puerto Rico was America.
Yeah, dude, most people
he's
don't.
Like, yeah, right? But like. Right, I mean, but like you know, he, you know,
I'm fascinated that you were his like his warmer upper.
I mean,
like,
I wasn't really kinda. I was at parties. I didn't really get him late, but it's kind of like it's like an exaggeration of the truth.
Yeah.
So it's like I was at the same parties with him
at that time,
and I actually saw him. I think about 4 years ago at the Playboy Mansion. It was I think it was a 4th of July party. He was there walking around.
At that time, did you have any idea? Would it ever have crossed your mind that man would have been would become president?
No, sir.
I love that, no, sir. But now, what about this? So, like, do you think that I feel like Hollywood had a role in getting him that position. Not that they planned it, but just by having him on television for so long, it boosted his visuality. It boosted who he was. And it's like...
But Hollywood didn't know he was going to run for president when he was doing Apprentice and all that shit.
That's true.
Right.
That's
but
true.
It's just like, I don't know. It's like, well, if you knew it was somebody who was bad then, if you thought they were such a horrible person, you know, what are you doing? You know?
I don't think they thought that he was such a horrible person. I think that, you know, he got ratings. That's like putting like, you know, I don't know, people that are... Look at OJ. You know what I mean? It's like... Didn't he kill people?
Yeah.
I guess he did, right? And they do movies after him and stuff like that. Yeah. Hollywood doesn't care about that. They care about ratings.
Right.
You know what I mean? OJ Simpson gets out of jail. They're filming him already.
Yeah.
Here's a question. You kind of alluded to it. The mansion, which I know you've been to many times. So with Mr. Hefner's passing, what does that mean to you? Is it end of an era sort of thing, or what kind of thoughts?
It's heavy because, you know, he was, you know, my hero. You know what I mean? Like most guys' heroes. I mean, and I was even closer to him than most guys because I went up there for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, at least. You know, I went up there at least twice a year for 20 years.
Wow.
Because I would get invited. There was two big parties. There was like a Midsummer's party and then there was the Halloween party. And I went and he was just so nice and I was so fortunate to go. And, I'd get an invitation from him and it's like a big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like getting Willy Wonka in the chocolate house of vagina ticket or some shit. It was an honor to be up there. But I have to say that the longer the time went that I was going up there, the less the hotter the chicks were and the more dudes started showing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because the first time I was up there was like, oh my God. It was like 30 chicks to one dude.
Wow.
And they were all like 11s. Because it was super exclusive.
Was it easy to get laid?
For me, yes. For other guys, I don't know. Just to be honest.
Has it ever been difficult for you to get laid?
What state is tough for Pauly Shore? Like, what region?
I don't know. It's kind of like... I'd have to say, like, the Midwest... It's pretty good, you know, like Michael Alfano land.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. It's, you know, when you're on TV and you're in movies and you're known, then, you know, that's just normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that
right.
Girls or guys or vice versa, they're like, oh, I grew up with you. Let me suck your penis.
Do men also try to do love to you and do sex with you?
No.
Has that happened a lot?
No.
Never. Come on.
Mm-mm.
Never
you
tried?
You got hit on by guys? Never?
No, because they know I like pussy.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop me.
All right, well. But you know what I'm
it's
saying.
It's actually more of a challenge.
If you like wasting your time, bro.
I do. Because we got 38 years doing that.
We're thinking about sending a little Anthony in a prison and see if we can get him fucked a couple of times, you know? He looks like a prison treat, doesn't he, little Anthony?
He seems like a nice boy.
So it, obviously it affected you, his passing.
Yeah, it was emotional, you know what I mean? Because, you know, he was 91, but his spirit was, you know, 89. No, yeah. His spirit was young. His spirit was young.
Do you think there will ever be someone like him or like that time period especially?
Well, that's like saying, will there ever be another Mitzi Shore? You know what I mean? No, you know, absolutely not. You know, like, will there ever be another Beatles? Will there ever be another Led Zeppelin? Like, no, you know. So we do documentaries, I guess, and we show the next generation kind of like what it was. And for me, I'm just happy that, you know, I'm very fortunate that I grew up around this situation and I grew up where I did. And I was fortunate that I made it on MTV when I made it. And I was fortunate to be invited to go, you know, to these places because it was fucking amazing. But lucky for me, my friend Darren bought the Playboy Mansion.
Ah, yes.
My friend Darren bought it. Yeah. So we'll see what he does with it. I'll just follow his lead, I guess.
What have you heard he's going to do with it, Paulie?
I heard just from the news that they said he's going to knock down the one house that he lives in and then knock it down. So it's going to be the Playboy Mansion and the house that he lives in. And the house that he lives in is was Hugh Hefner's wife's house, Kimberly Hefner. Mm-hmm. So he had bought that, I think, for like $18 million.
Did you ever party with Michael Landon?
That's the
He's from Little House, right?
I know he's before your time, but did you ever party with him? I'm a huge Michael Landon fan.
He was amazing.
Yeah, that's what
I've
heard.
I have a story. I have stories about him. My dad got divorced, and my dad...
Sammy?
Yes, my dad, Sammy, got divorced from my mom, and then my dad got remarried to this girl named Stephanie, and Stephanie's sister or aunt or... something, it was Melissa Gilbert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So as a kid, my dad used to take me to Little House on the Prairie set all the time.
Oh, no.
So that was the first time I ever saw Hollywood, and it was fucking amazing.
Wow.
Because it was like the 70s, and it was like what Hollywood really was about.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It was, you know, it was... those times were amazing, you know what I mean? The 70s and 80s, like coming up in L.A., the whole... you know, trying to make it seen, you know?
Was it just more vibrant? Was it more like, what was it, when you say
innocent,
amazing?
Yeah. More innocent. People were, you know, I don't know, more loose. You know, people weren't thinking as much.
About money?
I think about everything. I think about everything. They just were out of their heads and into their hearts and kind of like, I mean, you know, California dreaming, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what, you know, if you watch the 70s documentaries in that era, you know, you should watch this one documentary. It's called The Source Family. Mm-hmm. And it's basically, you know where the Cabo Cantina is, that little Mexican restaurant next to the big building?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it used to be called The Source, and it was like a health food restaurant. And the guy that ran it was like a cult leader, and he used to like fucking, you know, bang all his chicks and like that type of Charlie Manson shit, except for he didn't kill people. But it was a pretty cool...
kind of a big difference.
Yeah.
Have you ever been with somebody who killed somebody?
Yeah, not with them, but I have a friend that killed someone, yeah.
Was that scary?
My friend Doug White, yeah. What?
Was that scary when that happened?
Well, he was 14, he got molested. And then he killed the molester.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Sorry to ask about that. I just didn't know. Well, Paul, I mean, you don't know what Paulie's been into and through.
That's true. Paulie, you probably have so many stories. Mm.
You're like four degrees of Paulie Shore.
You probably can't tell. I would assume you've got...
I could probably tell stories. You just have to ask me them.
Oh.
Who was the best partier in LA? Like, who's somebody that was good at partying? And not, I'm not, that doesn't mean drugs.
I have a good Sean Penn story.
Ooh,
yeah.
He's one of my favorites. I'm obsessed with Sean Penn.
Wow.
So we're, yeah, I mean, he's, come on, he's like the best actor in the world. There's no one better than Sean
Penn. Agreed. And he's also like a Mother Teresa as well, like a closet Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He went down to see El Chapo.
Yeah, of course he did.
I know, it's hilarious.
He's doing everything.
Just what Mother Teresa would have done.
Yeah.
So I'm driving out to Malibu one time. I'm in my BMW. I had a house out in Malibu. I had two houses. I had a house in Hollywood and a house in Malibu. The Malibu house I'd just go out to once in a while. I didn't own it. I was leasing it. But I was driving my Beamer, and I pull over at a light, and I got two chicks with me. I have a chick with me, and I have a chick in the back seat. Sean Penn pulls up. I think he's on a motorcycle or some shit. And he's like, yo, what's up? You know, I knew him. I've known him for a while. And I roll down the back window, and I'm like, yo, follow me. Right, and he sees the babe, right?
Yeah.
So he follows me to my house in Malibu, and we go back there, and I'm with my chick. You know, he's with his chick. We start drinking, we start having a good time, and then we go downstairs. And then I said, "Dude, we could double team these chicks, bro. Me and you." And he looks at me really serious, and he's like, "No, that's good. I work alone, bro. It's cool." So then I go with my girl. I'm fucking my chick in my room. And then I go, you know, to get a sandwich, and then, you know, a couple hours later,
yeah.
And the whole front door is left open.
Oh. Yeah.
So Sean takes this chick, and this is when Sean had a mobile home on the lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is when he was married to Madonna, and then he had this big land in Malibu, but he just had a mobile home on it. Mm. You know what I mean? So he went there, and he banged his chick, and then in the morning I wake up, and then his chick shows up, and she just looks disheveled.
Yeah.
You know, she looks like she's wrecked. Bro, like Sean Penn gave him his pen, you know what I mean? And that was pretty cool.
Like he's doing calligraphy in her butt.
But he was always really cool to me. I remember one time we were at a Chateau Marmont, we're partying, and we're walking up the stairs to go to the room, and he turns around. I swear to God, he turns around and he goes, "You're hilarious." And I was like, "What?" He goes, "Your comedy's universal. I don't know what it is, but you really make me laugh." Uh-huh. And he said something like really cool, and I was like, "Fuck, that's sick." Wow. You know what I mean? And I was like, "Oh my God." And then we walked up and partied some more.
Do you think Hollywood will start to swing a little bit less PC? You think we're just fucked now?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's a good question. It's weird. You know what I mean? You can't joke around.
No.
It's so weird.
That's so crazy to say in the comics where you can't joke around.
No, like out in the corporate
yeah.
world.
No,
look
I
at
feel
fucking
you.
Bill O'Reilly. Mm-hmm. You know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lost his job. Because he was squeezing a butt at the coffee maker, at the fucking cooler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're sitting there and like, hey, you have hot chicks. Like, I wouldn't last for a second at Fox. I'm scared to get booked on Fox and Friends just for that 15 minutes. I'd probably get, you know, HR will follow me. How do they fucking, you know, how do they not fucking say you have a nice ass to these Fox News anchor babes?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
they don't want to get fired.
I know, but it's sometimes you can't control yourself. Also, that other guy that was on The Five, what was his name? Mike, I forgot his name. He got fired, too, and he was a great host.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. And then his son killed himself.
Really?
Yeah, his son was upset Jesus. About his father
keep
doing that.
Keep bringing it down, dude.
Well, I didn't know his son was going to kill himself.
His father was what?
The son was upset about the dad losing his job.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
This was crazy.
Oh, Eric Stolger?
Yeah.
Eric what?
Stole something.
Suck.
Stolzer or something. Stolzer.
He was good. It's a shame, you know? And then you got Tucker Carlson that's slipped in the fucking place.
Yeah.
And he's cool and all, but he's not O'Reilly, right? Mm-hmm.
No, he just doesn't have that. He doesn't have enough age, I don't think, to have enough of a view.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like to me. Do you think it's a good time for like somebody to just start an online network that's fucking... And I guess that's what a lot of people are doing. That's just real, and you can kind of say whatever you want, and it's not judgmental.
I mean, I guess, but, you know, that costs money and time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm 49 now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to build 50,
right?
Yeah, I don't want to build a network now. I'm fucking tired, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just want to do my thing, you know, and, like, fucking chill.
How are you going to celebrate 50? It's in February?
Yeah, February 1st. I don't know. You know what I mean? Part of me wants to have a big party here at the store. Part of me wants to, like, you know, my friends own Tao and Lavo and all these clubs. Part of me wants to do that. Part of me wants to just go away on an island.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I got to see where I'm at.
Puerto Rico's open.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Are you still partying these days? Like
once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, once in a while.
Is there any part of you that wants to settle down and get married?
I don't know. Part of me sometimes, one day yes, other days no.
How about kids?
Yes. One day yes, some days no.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Someday you're like, fuck, I gotta have a kid. And someday you're like, oh, I like being alone.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
When you're a comic, you know, You're very selfish and you're very much about you and your mind needs to be clear. If you have kids running around and you're married and all that shit, I'm not saying it's not, you can't make it work.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, it's extra. I have a lot of girlfriends that are super hot that shoot guns.
Yeah.
Do you find that attractive?
Yeah. I think it's cool. I mean, I think that part of it is them just trying to be cool and like be an Instagram model and like, look at me shoot my gun. You know, it's just like, you know, with the Instagram, you know what, they're all the same. Like, it's guns, it's, you know, it's food, it's, you know, working out, you know, it's all that same kind of.
How do you get chicks these days? Are you going, are you looking at Instagram?
Oh, I'm seeing someone, so.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Now, I've met a couple of girls that you've hit on at different.
Well, that's good to say after I just said that I'm seeing someone, you fucking retard. What the fuck? Anthony, get me the fuck out, right? Is he stupid or what?
Use your car. Tell him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, where's my car, bro? Nah, kid.
Hold on, so now that Theo is quiet.
You mean hit on by guys and girls are hitting on me and I'm like, no babe, not into
yeah,
it.
That's yeah, exactly that's what
not
meant. Mean.
Not into it, dude.
Did you ever, when you were kind of growing up and whatnot, I know the Kardashians are a little younger, but did you ever party with those girls?
No, but I mean, I'm friends with them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm friends with them. And who I have to say, but when I was a kid, I went to a school called Hawthorne Elementary, and that was in Beverly Hills. There's like all these four schools. There's Arrowdale, Horace Mann, Beverly Vista, Hawthorne. And then if you go to one of those junior highs, you go to Beverly.
Right.
So like I went to Hawthorne, which is right on Elevado and like Rexford over there. And when I went there in my first year, I was in fifth grade, and I met this kid named Sean Kehoe, and his father's name was Billy Kehoe, and he was this Irish gangster, and he was best friends with O.J. Simpson. So O.J. was always around.
No.
Yeah, so I have tons of photos, or Sean gave me photos of O.J. and Nicole with Sean and his dad from years ago.
Wow.
I mean, I remember O.J., like, from then.
Did he come in, like, to the club and anything? Like, he seemed
here?
Like, yeah.
I don't remember him being here, but I remember seeing him years ago. I was performing at the Improv in Miami, and he came to my show. And I had known him for, you know, from those days.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, of course.
And he's a friendly man?
Yeah, I mean, because I'd known
him. Except for that one time.
You know what I mean? If I didn't know him, maybe I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? No, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure. But, you know, he got caught up in the wrong
situation. Yeah. So I want to ask about you and your lovely career. And we want to know, a lot of people ask, is there any chance of a sequel to any of your films?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they don't call. They all have my number. So, you know what I mean? People ask Encino Man 2, this one, that one.
Dude, it really would be awesome to have one. I didn't think about that.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be down, though.
If it was the script was good and there was love and financing behind it and the other guys were into it and it wasn't retarded.
Yeah.
And it was like something super cool, like
What's your favorite of your films that you've done?
I like Biodome and then Son-in-Law.
Yeah.
And I loved In the Army Now too.
Yeah, In the Army Now is awesome.
I liked In the Army Now because I think I caught Andy Dick at a time in his career where it was just like, I'd have to say the funniest that he's ever been in, because he wasn't like, you know, crazy Andy Dick yet. He was still like kind of grounded Andy Dick, and he was like really trying. He auditioned for the part. You know what I mean? It wasn't like he was, you know, brand new coming on the scene, and he was so funny in it, and he was so much fun to work with. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of your films.
Oh, thanks.
My brother, every day, or not every day, but whenever like I fart or something because I live with him, he would do the smell. Like,
oh, from Biodome? Yeah, that's fun.
He would do that all the time when they said they
can. Yeah, why do you think you had so many catchphrases?
I just did. I don't know. It was just kind of like my comedic style and like, you know, me working with the writers and my spontaneity once we were rolling and, you know, and the background of MTV. I had my own show on MTV for so many years that I fucked around and goofed and did words and different things, and it just kind of flowed into films, you know? So it was like, I don't know. It just, you know, and it's still to this day, I'm still fucking doing stupid things, yeah. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's my style. I think my style is like not about the material. It's more about just like the freestyle.
Your personality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what's funny? I was talking to somebody about you the other day behind your back. And they said that one thing about Paul, you sometimes you may not know, is just that he's one of the hardest workers that you I thought that was a nice, it's always a nice compliment to give somebody, but it was cool to hear.
I love it. You know what I mean? It's like where my come from is like, you know, I mean, I don't get paid to do a lot of the stuff that I do. I do stuff for Funny or Die. I do this, the thing I'm doing, you know, with you that you did for me. That was nice. I'm just doing it because I think I'm motivated by the idea. I'm motivated by, you know, what I think would be really funny. And that's what drives me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I have a video coming out on Funny or Die either this week or next week called Silver Lake Vice Squad. Mm-hmm. And that's with me and Jay Moore, Bobby Lee, and this guy Richard Schiff from Ballers.
Oh, I know Richard Schiff. Does he open up for Seinfeld?
No, he's not. No, he's like an actor.
I love him. He's from Ballers. He was on West Wing.
West Wing. He's, you know,
he has white hair?
No, he's
grayish?
A bald dude. Bald guy. Yeah. So that's a really funny sketch. I'm stoked about that. It's really, I'm excited about that. So
sweet, man. We'll post it and share
it.
Was
there ever, when you were growing up in this atmosphere, did you never, ever not want to go into this world and be in comedy?
That's a good question.
What would you see?
Well,
Pauly Shore doing?
I you know, I say this a lot. I don't think you choose comedy. I think it chooses you. Mm. You know, to me, it's like it's therapy. And to me, like, you know, I just did the Omaha Funny Bone this weekend. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I go there. I go on the stage. And it's just this back and forth. And I leave just like, you know, you're laughing the whole time. You're on. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on stage and people are there and you're laughing. And it's like it's total like medicine. Right? You're depressed about whatever it is you're going through, and then you go on stage, and it's almost like a fix, like a heroin addict.
Yeah.
You know, like a heroin addict is, that's probably the close. Why do you think guys are jockeying to get on the stage every night?
Yeah.
It's not there's like a full, I just
want yeah, to they're just, there's a swarming, there. Dude. They're like fucking buzzards.
But it's a hustle. You're traveling all over the place, and you saw that.
I don't fucking buy that fucking hustle. It's a fucking cushy hotel. If you want to fly first, you can. People kiss your ass.
Yeah.
They give you food.
Yeah.
You know, what's the hustle? It's like, you know, you're going to a community of people that love you. You go to the gym. I know you work out when you go on the road. You go to Chipotle, you write, you know what I mean?
But
you
is it fuck. Lonely?
No, yeah, because it's.
Life?
No, because what you are is you're into your own self and you're working on your life and, you know, your mind is your money and your money is on your mind, if that makes sense. You know, that whole thing is like, that's where you get more clear. You know, how many times you go on the road and you come home, you're way more clear.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like. You know, and then the TSA and all that bullshit, that's just, you know, that's all about how you look at it. You know, do you look at it like this is going to fucking suck? Or do you look at it, go, I got a fast pass and
maybe
I got
meet
clear.
A new black chick, yeah.
I got clear. You know what clear is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got clear.
I just got it.
Yeah, so it's like.
I haven't used it yet.
It's dope. So how's it going for you? I know you talked to you the other day upstairs, yeah?
Yeah.
Things are good. I mean, I know you have
He's
this. Like,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's great, man. I mean,
are you in acting class or you weren't? Have you ever acted before?
Yeah, so I'm getting into it more now.
Have you ever acted before?
Uh-uh. I mean, I've done some things, but I haven't, like, had a sitcom or anything.
What Acting's a lot different than comedy.
I was going to say, what advice would you give him at this point?
Well, it depends on what he wants because time is sensitive. You know what I mean? It's like, how much time do you want to put in something? Or what is it that you want?
Yeah.
So what is it that you want?
Yeah, I want to try to sell a show that's based on the neighborhood that I grew up in. You know, that's what I'm trying to do right now.
And yeah, but have you ever acted before?
Yeah, I mean, I have. I mean, I've been in things. I just haven't had a great opportunity to
but
really.
Have you done like a guest lead on a big show?
No.
So you should do that first.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if you're going to act. Before you do the show about where you do just a video.
Yeah.
Acting in a video. Make sure it's shot good. Make sure it looks good. Make sure it's edited good. Make sure the actors are good. Surround yourself with not comics. Surround yourself with real actors. Because if you're a comedian, you want to pop off of...
Oh, that's fine. Sorry.
Jesus, grinder
Jesus
thing.
Christ.
Sorry, it was like grinder.
He just met a fucking man.
Anyways.
No, but I appreciate the advice.
Well, back to you thing, it's like you know what I mean? All my movies, like Son-in-Law and seeing them, like all these movies were like I was surrounded by good actors. Some comics, but, you know, like the sergeants in the Army Now were actors. And, you know, the father and son-in-law was an actor. Mm-hmm. You know, the sketch that I have coming out on Funny or Die, Richard Schiff is an actor. You know, you see me and Jay play off of that. It's not goofy. Like, we goofy around. goofy around, but it's mostly like you want to play off of actors. So my suggestion to you is come up with a sketch and idea and then produce it, get a director, and just watch yourself act.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to like, oh, I'm going to do a big show thing. That's too much.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't develop it.
Right.
But do something really small.
Yeah. No, I appreciate
simple,
that, man.
Simple.
That's a good idea. I mean, it helps. That's true. You know, to get a vibe.
Yeah, completely. It's hard, though, right? I mean...
Matt's produced a few films. Matt produced and directed a couple of films with James Franco and Annabelle.
You did?
Amy Adams.
A couple
so you
of other
know.
People.
Yeah, but I also know it's a fucking hustle.
Mostly
it's
whites
hard as hell to keep,
in his films.
To keep it going, you know? And, you want to surround yourself with the best people you can. It's not always, you can't always, don't have to.
And it's got to be a good idea, yeah. You know, simple, you know?
Yeah,
so.
Completely. Are you working on any films now?
What I'm trying to do is... So I have my Silver Lake Vice Squad coming out on yep. Funny or Die. I have that. I'm doing the Mr. Weasel Goes to Washington, which
I
is the
that.
Sketch, which is hilarious. I'm recording the Trump guy tonight, his VO. He's a guy who calls into Stern all the time.
I wonder if Daryl Hammond would do it. Do you think about that?
For who? What role?
Then you do Trump?
I don't need Trump. I have my Trump.
Oh, you do? My bad.
Yeah, I'm doing them tonight.
Oh,
and,
okay. Sorry.
And then I'm working on a couple documentaries. I'm finishing up a documentary series and also a historical documentary in my life. That's what I've been doing
oh,
every
wow,
day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's dope.
Yeah, Ari, I was talking to Ari the other day, and he said he saw a couple shots. It was awesome. He thought it was really good.
I can't wait for that. That's amazing. Okay,
it's fucking sick. It's really good. I don't know. I don't think like that. I think, like, it's about finishing it and then taking a breather, and then it'll come out when it's supposed to come out. I'd like it to come out next year, if not the following year.
I'm curious to get, what was your take on that Showtime show? Dying up here.
I don't know. I have to watch it more to really give you my opinion about it, but I have to say that as a fan of that type of show, I thought it was good. And then I have to say, as is this about my family?
Right.
Doesn't really make sense to me.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's just Jim Carrey's take on it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which
yeah.
is his take on it.
Right.
Or the book's take on it.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, a
which
lot of
is
people
okay.
draw comparisons, though, obviously.
Yeah, so, but it's about a woman in the 70s that ran a comedy club, so that is the same, I guess.
Yeah,
but,
that's a comparison.
Yeah, but other than that, it's kind of like, I don't know. But I'm happy it got picked up again.
Yeah, it did.
Good for the other actors, yeah.
Is your mom a pretty funny lady?
She was. She's not now.
I mean, she's getting older.
Yeah, she's not. She's very older. She's not well. She just sits around. It's sad.
Yeah, it's
tough.
Are you able, like, when you're able to interact with her, or is she able to, like, laugh and feel joy still, or no?
Absolutely
she's
absolutely not.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. It's
but,
fucked up.
But she was a really funny lady.
Oh yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, she was cool. Yeah, she was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, amazing. I'm
going to do a yellow card because I got to go now.
Okay, let me ask one question.
This is it, dude. Shut the fuck
my
up,
last
bro.
Shut up, bro.
Not
leave
you.
Him alone.
You already
not
used yours
you,
on mine.
Dude.
You used yours on me right away.
What? No.
Mike, do people ask you to do the weasel all the time?
You know what happens? Like no, what happens is when I do a show, my stand-up, and I do it on stage because I fuck with my audience,
mm-hmm.
and then after my show... When I'm signing autographs or taking pictures, because I usually do that after a show, people come up to me in the autograph lines. Most of them are drunk.
Yes,
and they're like, ooh, and they do it there. And I go do it back to them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
that's
most
cool.
of the time.
That's
most of the time. Or I'll just stare at them. And I'll be like, oh, I just did it.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool that, you know, it lasted so long. I mean, I'm lucky, you know?
Yeah.
I'm very lucky. And I'm lucky that those films... You know, those films are, you know, back out there again with Hulu and Netflix and Amazon and Crackle and all that shit. So, you know, you get younger kids, you know, that are checking it out. So,
yeah,
the main thing is I still like to do what it is that I do. So I'm just keep doing it. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to start working on the scripts for Encino Man 2 and Son of Wall 2.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
from the middle age. Wait, no. From what is it? From Ice Age to Middle Age.
Yeah.
Later, dudes.
All right. Thank you,
Pauly
Shore. We appreciate you. And that was it.
Yeah. Well, that was our first guest that just ever just was peace out.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to tell you who wins. I don't care. So I'll take the win for that one. How's that?
Yeah. Oh, all right. I'll give you.
Yay!
Wow.
I need it. What an interesting guy, man.
Yeah, really interesting, dude.
Well, I found him very interesting. Nice guy, grounded. Can't imagine the life he's lived.
I was fascinated, man. I even teared up a couple times a little bit. I was fascinated.
His family growing up here, his own career.
And his attitude, just having, still having, like, you know, in a place, and I don't know if he's always been like this, but of gratitude and, like, of, you know,
yeah,
just feeling grateful that he has had the career already that he's had. And who knows what else. I mean, I could still see him getting, like, a wild uncle, or redoing his old original films.
That's what they gotta do. We gotta do really a sequel to Encino Man.
Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. It's about the time. I feel like that era of nostalgia is coming back with all the shows they're bringing back, you know, Full House and all that sort of stuff. Like, it would be, I wouldn't be surprised if they brought one of these back.
Well, they had just as much heat, some of those films, as like Joe Dirt and stuff like that.
For
you would
sure.
think that they would.
For sure.
I can't believe no one's reached out to them.
Encino
about
Man, that's the one that surprises me. I feel like they would mind that because it did well. And even if they don't have them, if they remake it, I'm sure they'll do something like that. But,
yeah.
The Wheeze. Well, thank you for coming in, Mr. Shore, and thank you for the win, Mr. Shore. The
donated win. No, it was awesome. That's the most time I've gotten to spend with Paulie.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I probably had, you know, 20 or 30 conversations with him, but just Shore and, you know, but it was nice.
It was nice, and I got to get him to go find me some pussy.
Wow, listen to Matt, huh? Maybe you'll find you a home. We should tell him you need a home and see how quickly he can pull a place for you to live, Anthony. Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening.
Yep. And, thank you, Anthony. Thank you, Matt.
We'll see you next time. I love, by the way, that the points weren't used, but the yellow cards were used. In force. All right. We'll see you next time, guys.
All right.
That's true.
That was cool.